Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are truly grateful to have you with us this evening. Yes, we thank God. We serve an almighty God. He is our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Yes, we exalt him today. We exalt him because he loves us. Yeah, he loved us. When we didn't know who we were, he loved us. He loved us first. Hallelujah. Oh, we give him praise today. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him for the many blessings that he has given us. Blessings that we see, blessings that we can't see. Blessings that haven't manifested yet. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. We know that every Friday evening we start off with our prayers and concerns for our communities, for our fellow sisters and brothers in Christ. Yes, we start off with that. And today we want to come in his presence, lifting up the children who are suffering from cancer. We want to lift up those who are hurting all over the world. Yeah. We want to lift up those who are dealing with the shock of death, the surprise of death. God, we want to touch them today. Yes, we do. Yeah. Yeah. We see the wars and the rumors of wars. We see it. We see it with our eyes. Yes, we do. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to be present and accountable today. We want to just thank you, God, for keeping us, God, keeping our mind, oh God, keeping our soul, keeping our spirit. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for keeping our heart, oh God. Yeah, keeping our mind stayed on you, God. Oh, we praise you, God. We exalt you today. We exalt your holy name. Hallelujah. We lift up the children, Master, that are suffering, oh God. Oh, that are suffering all over this land, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus that healing, oh God, healing of their bodies, oh God, can take place. Healing of their bodies, Master. We know that just one touch from you, oh God, can bring healing to your virtuous power. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, oh God. Touch in a mighty way, God. Look upon the land, oh God, where hurting is so prevalent, oh God, where blood is shed continuously, God. Look upon us, Master. We need you right now. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, God. Yeah. Those whose hearts are broken through death, oh, God. Death of a loved one, oh, God, who have been surprised and shocked. Master, we lift them up today. We lift them up to you, oh, God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you hold them, oh, God. Hold them, oh, God. In your hands, oh God. Yeah, let them know, God, that you are there, oh God, that all they have to do is call on you and you will come. You will show up, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to enable us to give a kind word, oh God. Yeah, a kind word. An encouraging word, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to be used to edify and glorify you, oh God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are grateful today. Yes, we are. We are grateful for the little things. Yeah, the world call it little, but we call it great because we know that God is great. Hallelujah. He's great. We just give him praise and we thank him. We thank him. Yes, we do. We thank him. Yeah. We give him praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we give him praise today for all the things that he's done for us. Yeah. We exalt him. Yeah. Yes, yes. We exalt the name of a Most High God. We exalt him. Yes, we do. Yeah, because he first loved us when we didn't know anything about how to love. We didn't even know about God. God was loving us. Huh? He was loving on us. Glory to God. Yeah, he was loving us. In spite of all the things that we've done, he was loving on us. Yeah, yeah. So we got to make up. We got to make up some time here. And we got to love on him. Yeah, we got to love on him. Yes, yes, yes. We got to spend quality time with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him praise tonight. Yes, we do. We thank him. We exalt him. Above everything, we exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he is our maker. He's our creator. Yeah, he created us. Hallelujah. Yeah, he created us. Yeah, he formed us. He formed us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We haven't always been the way we are today, but thanks be to God, who is grateful, and his mercy, hallelujah, his mercy allowed us to come back to the fold. He brought us back. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we thank him tonight. Yes, we do. We thank him. We thank God for those who are with us. And we just say hallelujah, because we praising God. We lifting him up. We exalting him. Every chance we get, we want to exalt the name of Jesus. Yeah. We want to be highly recommending him. Highly recommending him at all times. No matter what's going on. Every chance we get. Glory to God. Yeah, and that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Glory to God. We just want to go into our lesson, and we know that this is the weekend that everyone is running around, and they're trying to figure out what's the celebration all about. A celebration. Yeah, a celebration is the action of a marking of one pleasant, an important event or an occasion, yeah, by engaging in an enjoyable, typical social event. That's a celebration. That's a celebration. Yeah, that's a celebration. And we know that several needs for celebrations are births, weddings, graduations, promotions, and we have all kind of other celebrations. We have housewarming celebrations. We know how to celebrate. Yeah, we know how to celebrate. Yeah, items used for celebrations, the things that we need in order to make the celebration go great, we need to have that food. Oh, we have to have the food. Yeah, glory to God. And we have to have that music. Yeah, we have to have people. Yes. And we have to have those gifts. Yes. Yeah, we got to have those things. And the way we celebrate as believers in Christ should be, it should be different from the way the world celebrates. Are you listening to me? The way we, the believers, celebrate should be different from the way the world celebrates. We should be able to kind of know the difference, because everybody's not all blending in the gumbo bowl. So we should be able to see who we are over here, and we should be able to see what this celebration is over here. Am I right? Yeah. Yeah. Should there be a difference in the way that the world celebrates and the church? Should there be a difference? Yes, certainly. The difference is on our guest list, the believers in Christ, our guest list. Yeah, we should have special guests, the Holy Spirit. He's in attendance. Yeah, we can't have nothing without him. Gotta have him. Hallelujah. Yeah, gets also are the saints of God. The true saints of God are present and accountable. Yeah, they're accounted for because these are the true saints of God. These are the true worshipers. Hallelujah. Now, there's no drugs at this celebration. There's no drugs here. There's no strong drinks at this celebration. Are you with me? None. Yeah. We don't need to celebrate the way the world celebrates. Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to get a temporary high. Let me say that. Because we know how to get a divine high, a divine spiritual lift that will keep us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to keep us now. It's going to keep us. Glory to God. It's going to prevent us from the falls. Glory to God. That's what we're talking about tonight. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. How we celebrate. How we celebrate. We know that in 1776, we know a celebration took place where the colonials wrote and signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776. And we know that after the 5 years of the war with Britain, yeah, a peace treaty was signed and Congress wrote the Articles of, listen to this, the Confederation. The Confederation. Now, all of us know about the Confederates. We all know about that. So I'm not going to elaborate on that. But that didn't do well. So after a couple of years, they met to compose and write the Constitution of this United States. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. That was 240 years ago. Hallelujah. And that was their celebration. That was that's how the world, you know, the world have their own celebrations. Yep, we know that, right? Yeah, the world have their celebrations. Well, today, what I want us to go into is in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 12, 14 through 18. And this is just what it is, three verses. I think it's just three. Yeah. I was going to do more, but this just really stuck. It just stayed here. And you know how last week we were at God's Favorite Ministries for Pastor George, and we were talking about how that spirit rest on those elders that were in the camp. Well, the spirit rests in this lesson right here today. It rests right here in Exodus chapter 12. Verse 14 through 18. Yeah, I was trying to get out, but the spirit just rested. It stayed right here. Now, just if you're with me, we're just going to immediately go into verse 14. And it says here, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Now, what am I talking about here? Well, first of all, this is the Israelites. And we know the story with Moses, and we know how they crossed over the Red Sea. Well, this is what was going on here. And so after all that had taken place, God began to put things in place so they could understand that after you have been delivered, after you have been set free, now there are some other things that you have to acknowledge. And when you acknowledge these things, acknowledging them is going to keep you free. Are you with me? Are you listening to me? It's going to help you. So here he created a memorial, and this is what it said. A memorial is something, especially a structure established to remind people of a person or an event. Yeah, that's what a memorial is. It's to remind you. It's to keep it remembering. Yeah. And it's and then we see that it was also an audience, O-R-D-I-A-N-C-E. Yeah. And what is that? Yeah. It is a a leecher that enacts by a municipal court. Yeah. A court that has authority to a legislature. I'm sorry, I said legislature. I don't know what I said at first, but for a legislation that enact by a municipal authority, like a court, to put something in place. Yeah, that's what's going on here. And so in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, we see that a memorial has been set in place. And it has been called to the attention of the Israelites that this is what they would have to do. This is what their celebration is going to entail, okay? Yeah, this is the reason behind their celebration. God had given this to Moses, and he would instill, yeah, the children of Israel, that Almighty God wanted everyone to do and to remember what had taken place, why they were set free. Yeah, because it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget. Yeah, we know that. Oh, you been and forgot. Look, what? You been and forgot last week what you did this week. So it's easy to forget. But if you have a memoriam or you have some kind of audience that's legal and it's something that's celebrated on a particular date, a particular time, it's easy to remember. Glory to God. Remember, we serve an Almighty God. He's omnipotent. Yeah, yeah. And it says here in verse 15, it says, in 7 days shall ye eat the unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away the leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth the leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Now let me just clear this up with, so we're gonna try to get past this real quickly. Unleavened bread, what is that? Unleavened bread is bread without yeast. Leavened bread is bread with yeast. Simple, simple. Now, why was this so important? God had compared the leaven to be in representation of sin. Sin in man. The way that man would actually sin. Yeah, was true. But he gave it as an example, the leavened bread, okay? So with the way the bread would actually spread through the man's body, it would affect. Yeah, it would actually affect the body. Now, I'm going to just expound a little bit on how it would affect the body, because I was just talking about that recently. Yeah. But the thing is, right here, God was showing us that the same way that he considered it to be sin and how the sin would affect your body, well, the leaven would affect your body also. And neither one would be any good. Yeah, sin definitely isn't any good, and the leaven isn't any good either. And why the leaven isn't good? Let's just go to that. Remember, the leaven is bread with yeast. That's all it is. And we know as females, we have had yeast infections. Yeah, and we know that through yeast infection causes bacteria to come into our body, and the bacteria can get into our bloodstream. Stay with me. Yeah, and God know that. Think about that. Look at what he's doing. Now, they just are beginning to start a new life. Yeah, because they had been in bondage. Oh, so long they had been in bondage. But look at God. Look at our Savior. He's looking out for them right at the beginning. Glory to God. Yeah. See, sin would control our bodies. Sin would have us going like we were zombies. Zombies. Just compelled to sin, had no control over sin. Yeah. And this is what God knows. Yes. He loves us just that much. Yeah. He loves us. Yeah, yeah. Let's look here. It says here, here we see how God loves us and he is concerned about what we eat. Yeah. Not only would the yeast cause bacteria and actually cause different things to get into our blood, but we see here today, in today's society, how that yeast can actually get into the dough and how the dough can actually affect us through diabetes. Yeah. It's so many disadvantages of yeast. So many, so many. That is why we who are true in Christ have to pay very close attention to our diets. Very close attention. Verse 16, and in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be none in them. Say that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Now this sounds very similar to when I was reading this. It reminds you of the Seventh-day Adventist. It sounds as if this is where they actually pull their structure of that particular religion in here, where it talks to us about how we are going to be set aside a certain time. We're not going to do certain things. This is what it's saying here, how we're going to be glorifying and praising God continuously, and we're not going to be worried about what we're eating. We're not going to be worried about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. We're going to be glorifying and edifying God. Yeah. And we know that this is what they do, believers in Christ Jesus. We don't worry about what we eat either, do we? No, we don't. Because we trust God. Yes, we do. We trust him. We take him with us to the grocery. I know I do. We take him with us. Yeah. He tells us what not to eat. He tells us what to get. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah, we trust him. We trust him. We don't worry about what we're going to wear today. We don't worry about clothes. Yeah, I just said that the other day to someone. We don't run into the store running because today, next week is going to be a celebration that the world called the celebration. So we have to go and put on something that's going to be red and blue or white. We don't do that. Why? Because we serve God. Yeah. And we don't have to do what the world does. Glory to God. Yeah. We have a sense of control about how God wants us to celebrate. And not only do we have a sense of control, but we are led by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 16, and it says that the first day you shall hold a solemn and a holy assembly, and on the seventh day there shall be a solemn and holy assembly. No kind of work shall be done in them, save that which every person must eat, that only may be done by you. Yeah. Glory to God. Now, what are we saying here? What are we saying? This is going to be holy time that we're going to give to the Lord. Yeah. It's just like we're going to sanctify. We're going to sanctify ourselves and come and give him our time. We're not going to be focusing on anything else. We're not going to be focusing on anybody else. We're going to give time to God. Glory to God. And this is how we're going to be celebrating. This is the way we celebrate. Thanking God. What are we thanking him for? We're thanking him not just for the children of Israel being set free from Pharaoh, but we today have been set free. Glory to God. I know I was set free. I was on a road of destruction. Had no God on my side. Yeah. And I, when I say that to the children, I teach Sunday school, and when I say that to them, they look at me and they say, you? Yeah, me. I haven't always been this way. God had to clean me up, just like the stories that we hear, just like the stories that we read. Yes. Everybody haven't always been saved, full, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. No, ma'am. He saw me on a road of destruction, and he pulled me. Glory to God. And I give him praise for that. Let's look at verse 17, and it says, "And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought you hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day throughout your generations as an ordinance." Yeah. And that's what we're supposed to do, the believers in Christ. And we don't just have to celebrate him on Sunday. We celebrate him every day. Every day is a day of celebration. Every day. Glory to God. I could have a church service here by myself. I don't need nobody. Glory to God. I could praise him all by myself. Verse 18 says, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at the evening you shall eat unleavened bread until the 25th, the 21st day of the month at evening." So this was what we consider to be a fast. This was a certain a meal that was what they were going to actually eat. And they were going to actually eat this in the celebration. You know, I told you at the beginning of the lesson that they had food. Well, this was their food. This was their choice of food. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7 talks about purging, cleaning out the old leaven that you may be fresh. You want to be new from the old dough, the uncontamination as you are for Christ. Passover lamb has been sacrificed. Glory to God. Yeah. The sacrificial lamb. There are other feasts. There are other needs of celebrations. Yeah, 1 Corinthians, we talked about the feast of the first fruit, the feast of the Pentecost, the feast of the triumph, the feast of the atonement, the feast of the fall. Glory to God. Yeah. Remember to know what and why you're celebrating. Remember to know why you should celebrate and what you should celebrate. For not just get there and pitch a tent and start celebrating and you have no earthly idea what the celebration is all about. Yeah. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, because you will be able to rightfully divide the word of truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. And remember this, Isaiah 43 and 10, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe." Glory to God. "You know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, there was no God from me, and there shall never be another God after me." Hallelujah. And that's Isaiah 43 and 10. He loves us. Yes, he does. He loves us. Anytime he's concerned about the bacterias, yeah, the disease that we can actually get into our bodies from our diet, yeah, he loves us. Because everybody don't tell you, don't eat that or you shouldn't have it. Some people don't care. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the Passover. Thank you, God, for setting us free. Thank you, Master, for allowing us to be able to come to your throne of grace and mercy, God. Yeah, and dwell here and sup with you, Master. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. And everybody said amen. Remember, Sunday evenings, God's favorite ministries, Pastor Vivian George and Victorious Living, will see you back here on Friday next week. Yeah. Remember, know what you celebrate. Know why you're celebrating. In the Lord. Be blessed. Yes. Blessed is he. Hallelujah.